The following podcast is for mature audiences only. This show contains explicit language and graphic stories not suitable for children or people who get offended easily. Seriously, this is your chance to leave. And you might want to put some headphones on. For real. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of the Dumbfounded Podcast, where two good brothers discuss some of the craziest and insane ways people die. That's so bizarre, strange, and borderline comical that it'll leave you dumbfounded. I'm your host, a depressed Charger fan. It is I, John, and with me via Zancaster, I'm not going to talk shit about him today, is none other than my good brother, Patrick. What's good, bro?
Another depressed Charger fan.
Should we drink to that, my brother?
It's all good, man. The future looks bright.
You're right. I think I've said some not so great things about Herbo, but he shut me up for good. So I believe in that's QB1 for us. So
yeah. And I mean, we didn't expect much from this season, bro. Like,
you're right. I really thought we were gonna go 4-12, and it's kind of going that way already.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
but
the first year without Phil. So I mean.
That's true. And the next 5-6 weeks of our schedule is kind of favorable, though. So I think we can make some splash.
Yeah. And it's not like we're getting blown out, bro. You know what I mean?
You're right. We're just losing close games all the time.
And we're hella injured.
That's true. Everyone's out.
Yep.
Well, cheers to the Chargers' health. And hopefully by next year, they win a Super Bowl, which probably will never happen. But cheers anyway, bro.
Cheers.
So, what you been up to, man?
Nothing, man. Just work. Work.
Okay, Rihanna. Work.
Work.
Hey, man, you guys are making me hungry. You guys are talking about Jollibee in the group chat, and now I'm craving Jollibee.
Hey, Jollibee, what's up? I feel like we haven't mentioned you guys in a while.
Ma'am, sir. Did you forget about us? Because we didn't forget about you.
I think I just had Jollibee like last weekend, I think.
Damn. So, I remember telling you that the Jollibee here was super crowded all the time, but I'm so glad the hype died down now.
It died down?
Before it took us like almost 2 hours to get food, but now it's about 15 to 20 minutes. There's still kind of a line, but they don't have the cops working as fast food attendants anymore, so it's good.
You got that double job.
I know, it's like, damn. But hey, I'd rather take that than, you know, just trying to fight crime out there. That sounds dangerous.
True.
I'll sniff chicken all day, bro. Come home fat as fuck, though, but it's all good. But yeah, man, it's a lot of work. But hey, we actually did something really exciting last week. And I just wanted to say a special thank you to Chris, Bree, and Seaball for that awesome time during Let's Chat Live on YouTube last Thursday. That was a lot of fun, man.
Yo, it was so much fun. Bree had to come on.
Yeah, we got in trouble by Bree because we just started talking about the most randomest shit. I mean, it started out good, right? It started out kind of about the show, and then next thing you know,
we got it out of the way.
We did. We got it out of the way. Then we started talking about Marvel. And then we started talking about Community.
It just went downhill from there.
And Brie had to step in. She was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Yeah, but that was a lot of fun. And I hope we get to do that again someday. And it was just kind of fun to get to interact like that. And that was our first time being on video or being on live.
Live.
Period.
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Dude, I was tripping.
We were texting back and forth, Patrick and I, before we started the show. I was just trying to hype him up, like, dude, you're going to be all right. But he's just like, man, I am tripping.
I've never done a live show before. It's fucking scary.
Is that something that you'd be opposed to doing in the future? Or is that something that we may be able to add in our repertoire?
Yeah. No, I'm always down, bro. I'm be nervous, but I'll be down.
Did you take extra shots or not?
Yeah, I took three.
Oh shit! You seriously took three?
Yeah.
God damn! No wonder you were getting the talkative like in the middle of it. Like that's when you start feeling that shit, huh?
Oh shit!
Oh fuck!
Liquid that's courage for you, bro.
Yeah, that's you're the epitome of liquid courage,
bro. Especially when with the Henny, bro. Oh my god.
Yeah, anything is possible with that Henny. All right. Bad news, bro. We don't have any more reviews. The dummies don't love us anymore. But hey, we reached 3,000 episode downloads. I think, was it Monday?
This Monday. Week? Yeah.
Or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Right? Yep. Yeah. As of yesterday, we have 3,000. So we appreciate you, dummies. I don't know what my expectation was. I thought we were going to get like 5,000 in 1 year.
That's true. You did say 5,000 one year.
Yeah, that was my goal. I'm like 5,000 one year. Like,
and we're 3,000 like, 2 months in, bro.
2 months in.
I always got to remind myself 2 months in because I.
You are getting way too excited.
I'm like, damn, only 3,000. What the fuck? What are we doing wrong? Nah, but then I'm like, 2 months. Oh yeah. No, we're doing fucking good.
Hey, well, as long as we are enjoying ourselves and as long as the dummies are enjoying listening to us, man, we're going to keep pumping out content. Speaking of, we got some kind of exciting news in store, but we don't want to spoil it yet, but it's coming. Like, soon.
Let's just say more of us.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depends how you look at it. If you're the person that left 1-star review, then...
That one person, you bastard, fucking don't even reveal themselves yet.
But yeah, more of us coming soon.
Coming real soon. Possibly as soon as next week. So keep that in mind. We have something fun in store for you. So, you know, we just want to give back to you. But like I said, we don't have any more reviews to read this time around. But... with that said, we have been getting some interactions and we've been getting a few listeners. And these two that I'm going to read, they're both from our motherland, the Philippines. So I'm going to read what they said. Might have to do a little bit of translate. Well, no, not this one. So this one came from Jojo Blooded. And it's funny because we're talking about Jollibee. They opened up with, "Hello, ma'am, sir." They said makinig na po kayo, which means please listen to them as translation. And they said that a very punny podcast indeed. Dark topic converse with the right amount of humor. And they put in quote or they put in parentheses, mostly American jokes with I was gonna say this word stingant, but it's tinge of Filipino. Cause I was trying to read it in Tagalog. I'm like, damn, tingant. Like, damn, we got something in our mouth. Like tingant is like leftover. Leftover.
That's thing, bro.
Oh. Sorry, pa. My Taglish is kind of bad now.
All right, I'm rubbing off on you, bro.
Damn.
Thing,
my thing. Is it really thing?
It's thing. I think I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's thing, bro.
Ah, shit. What's thing? Sure.
I don't think that's a word.
Is it not? Ah, whatever. Hey, my excuse is I haven't been home for 17 years, okay? So that's my excuse. You've actually been home. Wait, when did you come back?
Or
when
Damn, did you bro. There? It's been, I think I came back here 2010. It's been 8 years.
Ah, see? So you've been there much. Yeah, you've actually been there kind of more recent than I did. Because last time I came home was 2006 or 7.
We got to go back, man.
For real. I'm going back next year, so.
Everyone.
That's true.
Crew, bro. The whole crew. Oh my god. It would be who knows what it would be.
we'd get in trouble, bro. Put some fucking red horse in our system and Tanduay, dude, it's done.
Oh, game over, bro. Some emperador? Oh my god.
What's another famous drink there? Gin and pomelo, fool.
Oh, pomelo gin, bro.
It's over. Oh shit. But yeah, anyways, okay, I got distracted. It says mostly American jokes with a tinge, not tinga or tinget, of Filipino biro, which is joke. and says Filipino represent. So Jojo Blooded, appreciate you for listening. And we also got one more from at Paul Z with three E's and an underscore. They said TDFD pod, the Dumbfounded pod, is my new fave. Can't stop laughing. Ha 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 ha.
Damn, so exact.
Well, it's just ha ha ha, but that sounds weird if it's just, I sound like fucking Mandark.
Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha. You used to watch that shit, bro? Dexter's Lab?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit.
Stupid Didi. Get out of my laboratory. I don't know. I'm just fucking around. I don't know what that sounds like.
Oh, shit, man.
I do miss the Philippines. And it's funny because I actually have a bunch of Philippine content on this episode. But speaking of Philippines, bro, like, you know what we made yesterday? Well, my wife made yesterday.
I do not know.
Yakult ice cream, fool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that shit was good.
It sounds good. Yakult's fire, man.
I'm so fucking mad that they never make adult-sized Yakult, bro.
That shit tiny, a little shot.
For real, I'm just... Dude, it's just like, it makes me feel like an alcoholic because... I just one chug.
If you guys don't know what Yakult is,
it's a yogurt probiotic.
Probiotic drink.
Yeah.
It's not just for kids, right?
It should. If it is, then shit, I've been drinking kid juice, though.
No, I'm pretty sure it's for everyone, because the commercials had the adults on there, and it's like, what did they ask you?
I don't remember.
You know the commercial?
I don't remember that
commercial. I think it's Okay Kabachan.
Oh,
it's fun.
It's fun. Oh shit! So it's okay, but it's supposed to be okay, kabajan, but they play on word. The pun is okay, kabachan, like your stomach.
Chan
so
is stomach.
Yeah, is your stomach okay?
Jan is like there.
Yeah, with the you got to point with your lips though, like Jan. Yeah, you're Jan.
Are you good there?
Are you? That's but funny.
The other thing is, are you good stomach? I know it doesn't translate well in English, but
in context it's like, is your intestines or your insides okay?
Yeah, because it's a probiotic drink.
Yeah, it's supposed to like cleanse you up. But that's funny. I didn't even think about that. Oh shit. No wonder I like Yakult so much.
It's good, man.
That shit's fire, dude. That goes so good with soju. Like, it's a wrap. If you give me soju and Yakult, I can just drink that the whole night.
True.
All right, bro, we're going to kind of move on to our topic that we're going to be talking about today. Could you enlighten us, my brother, what we're going to be doing today?
Well, since this is the week of Halloween, we're going to be talking about haunted places. And not necessarily, well, I don't know if yours has deaths, but mine has a couple of deaths that makes the place haunted. How about you?
Mine doesn't really... Okay, mine has a ton of deaths, but that's why it's haunted as fuck. But it's funny because one of my stories is actually a personal story that came from my mama.
Hi, Auntie.
She actually listens to the show.
Does she really?
Oh, I'm surprised she hasn't disowned me yet of all the stupid shit that I've said. I mean, she has no choice. I'm my only kid, so it's like, what are you going to do? I'm your only hope for a grandkid someday. Fucking sucks for her.
Oh shit.
But yeah,
I'm sure they're like waiting, huh?
Hell yeah. I'm just like,
man. They've been bugging you like typical Filipino.
Yeah. I've been married for almost 7 years and not still strong.
Damn, pull out game still strong.
Still strong. Well, sorry, not really, Auntie. But gonna have to wait.
All right,
you want to move to the dead? You want to start your dead ass facts, or you want me to start?
I can start. I got a couple. Right. Oh shit! Did you know that the holiday for mine's Halloween. Mine's a Halloween dead ass fact.
That's fine.
The holiday goes back more than 2,000 years, bro.
Oh shit.
It was first held around the 1st of November, which is like, what is that in the Philippines? Was it English?
For what?
November 1st.
What is it in English?
Yeah, Day of the Dead.
Like, in the Philippines, is All Souls Day, right? Or All
Souls Day, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All Souls Day or All Saints Day? Well, either
one
or.
Of them. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that it started in the UK. The UK would ward off ghosts by lighting sacrificial bonfires. Whoa. And wearing costumes. So that's where they got the idea of wearing a costume.
Okay.
And then, let's see. You know, this year will be the first Halloween in 19 years to have a full moon.
Ooh.
Pretty bro, rare, bro.
Hey. Bro, with fucking 2020s going around, there's going to be some real-ass werewolves fucking
some
coming
shit,
out.
A virgin's going to light the black candle.
Oh, hell no.
Have you seen Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Yeah. On a full moon, bro, he lights the black candle, and they come back. The Sanderson sisters come back. That'd be lit, bro.
Oh, shit, bro. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what to expect this year, man. Like, it could happen.
We're almost to the final boss, bro.
That's true. Damn, you gotta stock up on some potions and some phoenix downs.
and basilisk tooth.
See, fuck yeah! Just get them all out there already. God damn. Oh shit! All right, mine is not really a dead ass fact. It's more of kind of like a ranking about the most haunted places in the world. And you know how rankings go, depending on who's reading it, it's kind of subjective. But I just kind of liked how this specific blog used it because they had certain criteria on how they measured the ranking. So I thought that was pretty cool. So the criteria goes based on well-known haunted locations. If the country had some sort of successful horror movie franchise, I know that sounds weird. If there's been UFO sightings, and if there's any mythical creatures that's associated with the culture, like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, etc. So what do you think number 10 is? Just wild guess.
Number 10 is around the world?
It's all over the world, yeah.
Damn, that's hard. I'm trying to think of, you ever watch Ghost Adventures?
Oh, I fucking love Ghost Adventures, bro.
I'm trying to think of, what's that bar with the basement?
Oh, Bobby Mackey's.
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason, Gateway to Hell, fool? That's in Kentucky, I think, right?
Yeah, the Gateway to Hell, bro.
Damn, bro, that was one of my favorite episodes, bro. Yeah, like, when he was trying to, I think it was, who got scratched, but he tried to square up with him. Yeah, okay.
Got scratched, and they caught it on camera. Remember they pulled up the shirt and they recorded and the scratch was forming?
That shit was nuts. They did They actually did a live show during a Halloween one time, and they brought a priest in. And I think some shit happened
like
to him, too.
24 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember that. That's crazy. All right, I'm just going to go through the ranking. So number 10, Colombia. It's probably all the cocaine that they're smoking. That's why they see shit. Netherlands is number 9. Number 8 is Portugal. Number 7, motherland, bro, Philippines.
Of course.
I'm actually surprised it's
not higher. I thought it was going to be top 5 at least.
I would have said like top 5 or top 3 at least.
Yeah.
Number 6, Puerto Rico. Number 5, Germany. I can see.
Oh, I guess, yeah, the war.
Number 4, Japan. And Japan actually, along with this list, they have the most mythical creatures in their folklore, pretty much. So, okay. Ireland is number 3, and they have the most kind of like UFO sightings.
All right, 1 and 2 got to be Asia somewhere.
Nah, bro.
No?
Number two, United Kingdom.
Okay.
And number 1, the U.S. Number 1 is the U.S., bro. I was surprised, too. Like, I would say, like, I was thinking China would be number 1.
An Asian place. I don't know. Just anywhere in Asia, but...
Nah. U.S.
The
has
US?
The most... Yep. They have the most... not the most, but, like, they're kind of... have a fuck ton of all of them. And, again, like, they use movies as a criteria, so that's probably, like, one of them. But they also, But there's also, like mythical creatures. Like, I know Jersey has the Jersey Devil, and... is Chupacabra in the U.S.?
I think that's
Mexico. Okay, so they have Bigfoot in the U.S. supposedly, right?
But I mean, what's stopping the chupacabra from crossing the border?
That's true. You're right. I know. I mean, but I probably don't have his passport, so. But yeah, that's kind of my dead ass fact. I wouldn't really call it a dead ass fact. It's more like a dead ass list ranking.
That's crazy. U.S.? I would never thought.
Well, I mean, U.S., like, I could see U.S. being the number one for extraterrestrial, like UFOs, but yeah. Ireland surprisingly took that number one.
Where's the Stonehenge at?
UK, I think, right?
I don't know.
Like, they're...
Is it in Ireland?
No, I think it's in the UK.
Oh, UK?
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe that's why they have that, because the aliens.
Yeah, it's in the UK. I don't think... Oh, dude, like, I know, like, I've listened to some shows about, like, ley lines and all that stuff. Like, I think that's super interesting. It has something to do with, like, the paranormal and UFOs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I like watching shit like that, but I get scared easily, bro.
For real? It's funny because my wife gets mad at me because I actually watch Ghost Hunters to fall asleep. Or Ghost Adventures to fall asleep.
Oh, fuck that.
It's so soothing for some reason.
Oh, hell no. You sick in your head.
Nah, fuck that. I don't know. It's because it's the lighting. Because you know how a lot of TV shows are super
dark. Oh, true.
And this one is usually like, it's like a calm...
Night vision.
Night vision, yeah. So it's like, oh, damn, this is kind of makes me fall asleep.
But okay. That makes sense.
Just turn the volume down. That I'm just weird as fuck. Yeah, the volume is like all the way down. Because I've watched every single episode pretty much, and...
Bro, you should play Phasmophobia.
The hell is that?
Look it up. It's on the PC. You and three other friends, it's four players. You're like, go ghost hunting, basically. And you actually talk, and you try to like say like, what's it? Claire, show me a sign or whatever. And then the lights will start flickering in the game.
Is it like for real? It's for real or is it a game?
No, it's a game.
Okay, I'm about to say, I'm like, fuck that. Yo, I tried playing Outlast. You ever play Outlast?
No, what is that?
Oh, dude, it's like a survival horror video game. And Jesus Christ, fuck yeah, dude. I played for like 10 minutes and I was like, I bought that shit full price, turned it off 10 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm a bitch.
I want my money back.
Nah, I couldn't. It was on Steam. I was like, fuck, I can't get my money back.
No refunds, buddy.
Nah, no refunds, but damn. If I took that, if it was on GameStop, I still would have got like, if I paid $60, I'd get $10 store credit for that shit. So stupid.
Oh, shit.
All right. You want me to start this week?
Yeah, you can start.
All right. So we were joking around last episode. We were just like, I feel like everything in the Philippines is haunted. Like, If you want to go ghost hunting, chances are you're going to find what you're looking for. I think that's your direct quote.
Yep.
And this story is actually, or this place in particular, it's called Teacher's Camp. And I think I mentioned it back in a few episodes. I forgot which one. But just kind of a little preview of what Teacher's Camp was about. So Teacher's Camp was built December 11th, 1908. So this bitch is what? Almost, it's like 100 something years old. I can't do math. What was 112 years
1908.
Old?
1908. Yeah.
Okay. You get my drift. But anyways, this was located in Baguio. It's about 4 hours north of Manila, which is the capital of the Philippines. And we say it's 4 hours long, but the way driving is in the Philippines, that could probably take like 2 days to drive. And the place kind of serves as a summit for a lot of teachers, and it's kind of like they use it as a training ground for teachers during the summer so they can take on special courses so that they can take back to their wherever they're teaching, and then they teach their kids. But I think what happened is that's why it kind of started getting haunted was during World War II, the camp was used as a makeshift hospital and, you know, was left damaged prior to being reopened again in 1947. We all know what happened in World War II. A lot of crazy shit went down. A lot of people died. So maybe a lot of people were kind of restless and they weren't ready to go yet. And, you know, a lot of hauntings usually occur that way. So anyways, This place being over 100 years old, obviously seen some shit, and is there's a lot of instances, and it's noted by a lot of Filipinos, not only online, on, you know, a lot of threads, Facebook posts. A lot of Filipinos share a lot of stories about this place, and they describe it as a place that has very strong paranormal activity. Many stories, a lot of the common stories that involve, a lot of people hear footsteps and some crazy shit like seeing bloody faces. Fuck. And the sound of chains dragging along the hallways. Wagpo.
Wagpo.
But anyways, man, I told you earlier that I'm going to have a personal account of what happened. And this one actually came from my mom about her experience at teacher's camp when she used to teach back in
the day.
Your
mom was a teacher? Oh, shit. I did not know that, bro.
Yeah, in the Philippines. But yeah, and that's why I couldn't play outside, and I was a fat little kid, because she was like, you better finish your homework or you can't go play outside. And I was like, oh,
that must have been rough, bro. Fuck that.
Man, I just wanted to play outside. That's why I was so fat, and I'm still fat now.
Oh, shit.
I didn't have a childhood because of you, mom, if you hear this story.
But she's about anyways, to smack you up beside your head, bro.
I know. I just had lunch with them yesterday. So she's gonna hear this shit next week. She's gonna beat my ass. Her 4'11" frame will beat my ass.
You guys think Joko is kidding when he says that Filipino moms hit this certain age and they start looking like the same person, you know, the same mom. But it's true.
It is true. All right. So everything that I'm going to read right now is directly from her. So it starts like this. For three consecutive years, Baguio City was always our destination for our community seminars. And since all the staff and officers of the different clusters of the whole town were participating, teachers camp was the go-to transient place because of the rate that included beds and meals for the whole day. Every night, after dinner, me and the group walked at the nearby park to relax after a day loaded with activities, and on our way back to the camp, upon entering the hallway where our rooms were located, the lights began flickering. Takbo. We knew that the lights should be working properly because we woke up early in the morning and they were just fine. Our group heard a distinct sound of a lady crying. It's what's her name, bro? Like, from Harry Potter. What's her name?
Morning Myrtle.
Yeah. So the sound of crying went on for 4 straight nights. On our last night, we had a going away party, and suddenly all the lights turned off and the sound of the cry became more distinct because almost everyone in the room heard it. When the lights went back on, an image of a young lady was seen floating by the conference hall, and just like that, the lights turned off again.
Wait, your mom saw it?
My mom and the whole group saw it.
Bro, fuck that.
I would have dipped.
I would have been gone.
I would have beat Usain Bolt's land record of how fast my ass would have ran.
I would have took my ass back to Laguna, bro. Fuck it. Fuck this teacher's camp. Fucking, the refund, too.
Forrest Gump that hell, bro. Like, you're just gonna just take off and run.
Just run. Oh.
So to finish it off, she said, our group was terrified and we collectively said a prayer as a group and none of us were able to sleep at night. Our group just stayed up all night and waited for our ride to take us back home. Damn, bro. A floating fucking body. Just floating.
Fuck that, bro. And they, oh my God, I wonder what, like, she saw. Like, okay, so this is me. Like, I want to experience something like, I want to see with my own two eyes. But at the same time, like, nah, I'm cool.
You think you'd be able to sleep at night if you saw something like that?
Fuck no. I'm be up for the next 4 days. Hell no.
But yeah, man. Yeah, bro. My mom was just trying to turn up with her friends for their going away, you know? But I bet this wasn't the type of spirit that they thought of having around.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I have to end it like that somehow. Yeah, bro. Oh my god. I don't know what I do, bro.
Fuck me.
Like I've heard sounds. I've heard sounds before.
I've heard same.
Weird noises. Like, oh shit, where's that coming from? But like a full ass apparition, I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've never seen one. But I've heard sounds as well. I've felt stuff, but never seen.
Yeah, and sometimes you just get that feeling, you know, like it's like you go to a certain room and the temperature drops. Like I've felt that so many times already.
I have a quick story. It's not one of my stories, but in other words, it's not one of my topics. It's my story, like personally. My grandma just passed away at the time, and I was working graveyard shifts, and on my lunch break I would go to the car and take a nap. And I set an alarm for, you know, because I'm on my lunch, so 30 minutes. So I was sleeping, and then I feel someone, like, shaking me, bro, like, waking me up. You know, like, when they're pushing your arm, like, your side, trying to wake you up. And I woke up, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then my alarm went off, like, a second later. And I was like, what? Bro, I booked it inside so fast. I went back to work so fast. But I usually take a longer lunch than I'm supposed to, but not that night.
You think your grandma's like, "Uy, gago, gising ka na?"
Yeah, bro. I'm like, "Oh, tarantado.
Like, natutulog, tamad ng gagong to."
Tagal mo mag-break lagi.
Oh, shit.
Translate, we're saying that my grandma was like, "Hey, motherfucker, you lazy ass." Always take a long ass break than your always taking a long ass break.
It's like you lazy piece of shit. Get up.
Yeah. For real. Dude, that shit was scary. I felt it, bro. I literally like someone was shaking me to wake me up. Nah. I was tripping. Who knows? Maybe it was an earthquake. I don't know. I didn't check the news.
was this in California?
It was in California, bro. Yeah. So it could have been an earthquake. Yeah.
But if it's like you feel like it's caving in your chest, no earthquake can do that. Because earthquakes can just shake your body. Yeah, not like feel like you're getting CPR, you
pressure,
know?
Put pressure on you, you know? Yeah. I get it.
Oh, hell nah.
Yeah, but that's like my one of my like, I don't know if it's, who knows if it's paranormal or not, but to me it was paranormal.
I'd count it. You got your story?
Yeah. So, which one should I do first? All right, I'm going to do... So, you know the Hotel Del Coronado?
Yes. Oh, you're sticking local today.
Yeah, man. I like the story a lot, actually. That's why. If you guys don't know, look up the Hotel Del Coronado. Actually, I'll probably post a picture on IG. This place looks... It's nice. It's a beautiful hotel. Resort. I think they label it as a resort.
It's beautiful, especially it's by the ocean, too. Ooh.
And I think it's... Bro, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's probably one of the only places you go ice skating in the winter on the beach.
That's, you know, that's probably a fact, yeah.
They put the ice skating rink out there on the beach. Come on, bro.
Like, I can't ice skate for shit, so. I don't know how.
But the Hotel Del Coronado was constructed in 1888 with the intention of becoming the talk of the Western world. The founders... I don't know if it's Alicia or Eliza. Alicia Babcock. What a great name. And H.O. Story. H.O. Story of Story and Clark Piano Company of Chicago were intoxicated by San Diego's Coronado Peninsula. They dream of constructing a massive resort that would attract the creme de la creme of society. And, I mean, if you look at this place, it does look like, if you think, like, back in the day, it looks like a place where like you know, big ballers go, celebrities and
shit, president. you gotta be a big baller to stay that shit right now.
I know, right
expensive it is. Except this time you're not wearing a top hat, you're wearing some, you know, fitted jeans.
But yeah, it has since like I said, it attracted US presidents, celebrities, royalty. And it was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1977. Hmm. I think I read somewhere. It cost $1 million at the time to build, which you think right now is not crazy, you know what I mean, for a hotel. But I think $1 million back then came out, I think it was like 22 million or something like that.
God.
Dollars in our money right now. And 40%, bro, 40% of that money was furniture.
Golly. They got some memory foam back in the day? God damn.
Nah, bro. They just got wood.
Funny. So you sleeping in not even comfort? Like, bitch, it's hard as fuck, but it's oak.
But the Coronado has been described in loving detail by historians, architects, and awestruck holiday makers. Many people that make mention of the distinctly feminine presence of the hotel, nicknamed the Lady by the Sea. Well, I guess you could say that. It's kind of feminine.
That's fitting, yeah.
The current hotel owner, Larry Lawrence, how do you even buy that, bro?
Imagine how much it takes, or how much it costs to get it. Imagine how much you buy it now. Yeah.
And now? Oh, my God.
And in San Diego, like, where goddamn everything is fucking $5 extra.
Can you imagine the property tax on that bitch?
Jesus Christ, man.
But he stated that wandering through the building is like having a love affair with a beautiful woman. Sometimes late at night after a hard day, I'll just roam through the halls. I feel like I'm having a date with my best girl. I don't know if this guy's weird or...
I think it's weird. Like, you're talking about the property? Like, damn, that property thick as fuck. Like, damn, girl, you thick.
You're like, what up, girl?
It's like, ooh, what kind of linen you got on today, girl? What's up?
Damn, those curtains? What's good?
Not the type of curtains we like.
I'd stroll down those halls.
Damn, what's up, room? I'm checking you out.
But anyways, to the haunted part. So many people know the story of this woman apparition. Her name was Kate Morgan. She died under mysterious circumstances on November 29, 1892. Her body was found in an external staircase leading down to the beach area. At the time, they said it was suicide. Mm-hmm. But later on, they investigated more and they said there could have been foul play.
Ooh.
5 days before she died, she checked into the hotel as Lottie Bernard. I don't know why she changed her name.
She probably meeting somebody. Like, lucky. Oh. She was probably on a twist.
Wow. Genius, because she was.
Ooh, okay.
So, no one really knows exactly what, but people piece together a narrative saying that she was waiting there for her card shark boyfriend, Tom Morgan, which is weird, right? Her name's Kate Morgan, and her boyfriend's
got the same last name.
Maybe that's why she changed her name.
Maybe. They're probably like, you meeting your cousin here?
Oh, hell no.
That's some weird shit, bro.
But by most accounts, they said he never showed. And when she turned up dead on Thanksgiving, her death made the front pages of every local newspaper. People struggle to imagine what could have made this young woman in the prime of her life end it all with such a violent explosion of self-loathing. Or was it loneliness, mental illness, or just desperation over being jilted by Tom? So she died there waiting for him, and I guess he never came.
Damn.
There has been reports where... I think I mentioned this before. Oh, no, I didn't mention it on here. We mentioned it... Oh, you also mentioned the teacher's camp on Wakang Lilion's
podcast. So, yeah, it was the same place. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah,
but I mentioned that people reported that in room, I think it's 3327 is the room, Would you stay there?
I'd be down, bro. I'm not by myself.
You gotta be by yourself though.
No. Are you paying me?
Do I look like I want to pay you, bitch?
just for the hell of saying,
like, you did it.
Nah, fuck that, bro.
You're right. I wouldn't do it either.
Oh, nah. Oh, so, shit. Room 3327, people have said that the TV switches on and off, pipes rattle, which, I mean, the pipes rattling, it could be just plumbing issues. But the TV turning on and off, okay. The sink turning on and off, bro, come on.
Yeah, that's something else.
People have reported that they heard ghostly voices whisper throughout the night. And it says, more than one person has claimed to have seen Kate's face appear across on an otherwise black TV screen.
Ugh.
Also, I've seen reports where people would see the bed and there's an impression of someone laying there. Like foam status, but not memory foam.
No,
that would probably trip me out the most, bro.
Fuck that. Hell nah.
So yeah, that room, dude, the last time I heard about it, it was like 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know about right now, but 2 or 3 years ago, there's a 3-year waiting list.
To stay in that room?
In that room, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That yeah, one. Dude, there's a certain type of person to stay at that room. I don't know.
That's got to be more of an enthusiast, bro. Like, you got to be something.
But yeah, shit, like, they're probably charging an arm and a leg too, bro.
Hell yeah.
But that's crazy. Over fucking, I mean, I don't, who knows if it is over a guy, but that's like a Romeo and Juliet story.
Oh, shit. Okay. Romeo and Juliet. All right. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck that. No one's ever worth waiting that long for you to just chill there until you die waiting.
Yeah, for real.
That sounds like some The Notebook shit. You know what I mean? Like when this fool waited, like, you didn't write me letters. Bitch, I wrote you letters.
I always get that mixed up with A Walk to Remember.
Bro, A Walk to Remember was sad as fuck, dude. I'd rather watch
A Walk to Remember. The one when the girlfriend dies?
Yeah, fool. I was with Mandy Moore. Yo, that shit.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know what, Rhett?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I was kind of disappointed at the ending.
Which one? Walk to Remember?
Yeah, like, they didn't show him, like, waiting at her bedside and then she passed. You know what I mean? Like, they could have made it more dramatic, I guess.
You know what bedside scene always sent me, bro?
What?
Click.
Up? Oh.
up too. Yeah, up. Up fucked me up.
No, but Click was a crazy bedside moment as well.
I was like, oh shit, forever and ever, babe. Puta.
And his wife, who is the actress, bro?
I don't know why she was bad, bro. I don't know why I'm thinking Sandra Bullock, but it's not.
No, it's not. It's definitely not Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, fuck. I'm drawing a blank.
But she was hot, bro. When they're, oh my god, I was like, wow.
Damn, what's her name now?
I don't even know who she is.
I'll tell you later. I don't know who it is. It'll come to me later. Romeo and Juliet, huh?
Yep.
Okay. I like that. That could be an episode title. All right. Before we go on to our next story, we'll be right back with the Dumbfounded podcast after a few words from sponsors. All right. Welcome back to the Dumbfounded podcast. And my voice just cracked when I said that. So I'm going to go move on to my next story. You ever heard of Povelia Island?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me enlighten you, sir. The only reason why I picked this is the 1-year anniversary of me going to Italy. I mean, I didn't go to Povelia, but I kind of miss traveling there. But
was this on Ghost Adventures?
Yeah. It's funny you say that. So when you think of Venice, because that's where Pavilia Island is. It's kind of like a little, like probably like 5 to 10 miles away from the coast. But when you think of Venice, what do you usually think of?
All right, don't roast me, but is that the one with the canals?
Yeah, it's the one with the gondola rides. Yeah.
All right.
So the shit, what's that hotel in Vegas that they...
The Venetian.
The Venetian, there you go. Because it's from Venice. So it's romantic and shit, just thinking about it, right? But this place, Pavilia Island, is just a boat ride away from being one of the world's most haunted places. So Pavilia Island. This island became a quarantine zone during the bubonic plague.
Oh, fuck.
And
we need one of those right now.
Oh, God. I know. I wonder what island they're going to send to Coronado, bro. What if they did Coronado Island? Nah.
Catalina.
Nice. Catalina?
Yeah.
The motherfucking Catalina wine mixer. Damn, that's not a bad place to go, though. Like, shit. It's beautiful there.
It is. I mean, you got to have something if you're over there.
That's true. You're right. You're right. So the island became a quarantine zone again during the bubonic plague. And during the early 20th century, it became an insane asylum. So that's fuckery
that's
shit.
That's even worse.
I know. Especially at the pretty much burial sites of a lot of people that probably didn't want to die. It probably would have made them more crazy.
Oh, that's true. Now, bro, the workers are probably like they see shit, and now their coworkers are like, all right, turn in your uniform.
Right?
Turn in your uniform and here's some scrubs. Get in there with them.
And it's funny that you mentioned the Ghost Adventures crew, because they actually famously went to this location and they had the opportunity to investigate the island. And the crazy thing about it is it's illegal to visit the island today. Like, the Italian government is like, nah, you can't go there at all.
Wait, so how did they get over there?
It's funny you ask. They had to get a special permission from the government to even go inside the place.
Oh, damn.
I'm sure you watched it, and like you said, this is the episode where Zach Bagans had the, you know, his one of his famous lines during the intro of the show, when he said, "You have reached your final destination."
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah, that's in Pavilia Island.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So why is this place so haunted? I don't know. Maybe because the fucking millions or thousands or tens of thousands of people that died during the bubonic plague. And the plague was responsible for killing 1 out of 3 Europeans, bro.
Fuck.
So in Brotherhood, how many of us are in Brotherhood? 8? 9?
9.
So 9. 3 of us died in Brotherhood. Yeah. It's one of them's most likely me. So, I mean, shit, if that's not one of the most deadliest thing that happened to mankind, I don't know what is, bro. And one of the most disturbing things in the island itself was in the very middle of the island. They lit up a giant fire pit where the weak and the diseased, they were burned to contain the spread. So
the weak also, not even just the dead?
No, even the weak. If like you're too weak to even recover, bro, they'll just throw you in the fire.
Into the fire.
Into the fire. Yeah, man, with all the lives lost from the disease, naturally people would probably think it's haunted, right? So because of that, Napoleon, the short, tiny little fucker, he took advantage of that situation by using that knowledge to hide all, like not all, but a lot of his ammo and his gear in the island so people won't steal that shit.
Wow.
So he used it as a strategic site to just be like, "Hey, yo, these fuckers are kind of scared to go in this island. Let me put my shit in there so no one would go." I mean, that's knowing your way of the land. So that's probably why he ruled for a little bit. So let's fast forward. I mean, the bubonic plague happened in what, the 1600s, if I'm not mistaken? So fast forward to the 1800s. 1800s came around and the island is now mostly used as a site where the mentally ill resided. So it became a giant insane asylum pretty much. Throughout the years, the island, of course, was in poor shape. And I mean, for the past how many centuries, it went through a bunch of crap. Like, you can only imagine why it would be like that. the sick thing about it is that there were rumors that there was a doctor inside the asylum who performed some strange things on some of the patients, and all the disturbing things that that doctor did, it drove him crazy, which is ironic because of what he's trying to accomplish in the island. Legend has it that the doctor threw himself from the bell tower, and locals to this day swear that they can still hear the bell ringing at times. But get this, the tower was removed a few decades ago.
And you can still hear it?
You can still hear the bell ringing on the bell tower. Yeah. So it's and then we were talking about a while ago about workers. Apparently, some companies, they try to revitalize the area. They try to do construction and all that shit. But every single time that they tried, all of a sudden, bro, they're just like, nah, fuck that. They all stopped operation without even giving a warning why they stopped. So, you know, maybe some of the spirits are still haunting the place. But yeah, bro, the death toll alone from the plague was probably enough to haunt the place. And on top of that, some of the possibly sick waste that doctor is, what the doctor is doing to the patients. And that creepy bell tower, bro, like, would you be scared if you heard that shit?
That's crazy. I'd be, yo, hell yeah, I'd be fucking gone. I'm swimming, bro.
But yeah, man, like, the doctor should have been there to help treat the patients, but I don't know what kind of sick experiments that he was doing. What the hell did he expect? That he was going to win a Nobel Prize?
Oh, my God. Damn. That's funny.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. That was good. Holy shit.
Oh, fuck. If the Italian government was like, all right, you can go ahead. You can go ahead. I'll let you through. Would you do it?
I'm cool.
I'm like, you, I'm going to sell this pass to somebody else.
Oh, fuck. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just here for the food.
You're not here for you're not here for a good time, or you're not here for a long time. You're here for a good time, right?
Yeah. Fuck that.
Oh, shit.
The Nobel Prize. That's hilarious. Fuck. That was good. I don't have a good... Now I got to change my pun for my...
You got to do it on the fly, bitch. All right, man. Let's hear your last one.
Oh, my God. My last one. It's the story of the Winchester House. Have you heard of this?
Ooh, hell yes. One of my favorites.
I don't know why we haven't been there, bro. Like, we got to go. It's only in San Jose. I think it's in San Jose.
How far is San Jose from San Diego? Like, 8 hours?
7 hours, I think.
Isn't San Jose kind of pretty much by San Francisco?
Yeah, basically.
Maybe. We'll do it one time.
But if you guys haven't seen this house, yo, this house is crazy. Like, people say it's a labyrinth just by the way it looks. So the story is Sarah Winchester of, yes, the Winchester, like, firearms gun company, lost her husband in, what year was that? Fuck, I don't know what year it is. But lost her husband to tuberculosis. 5 years before that, she lost her daughter as well. So she was just, you know, she was just fucked. Just sad. And after her husband died, she inherited all that money. All the money from the... Because Winchester, like, the guns were... You know, they're... I want to say the top guns back in the day.
That top gun. Was it the one used in... was it a Civil War weapon?
Shit, bro, I don't know. But even to this day, bro, like, Winchester still...
Like, the rifles, like, right? Like,
yeah, still cost money, you know? But in results to her husband dying, she seeked a medium or a psychic or whatever you guys want to call it.
Quack, quack, doctor.
A quack, quack, doctor. a witch doctor. She wanted to make contact with, obviously, her husband. And she wanted to, I guess she wanted, I don't know if she wanted to ask guidance to ask where she should spend her money or whatever. But supposedly, the psychic made contact with the husband. And at the time, they were living in Connecticut. And the husband supposedly told her to move out west. And that is why she ended up in California. And to build a house for all the people that lost their life to a Winchester rifle. Who knows how many that is, bro?
God damn.
And then he said, if not,
thousands.
By the 100,000s, probably, bro.
Shit.
And not only that, he said, supposedly he said, according to the psychic, of course, if she doesn't build a house for the spirits, then they're going to haunt her for the rest of her life. What an asshole, bro. The ultimate prank. Fuck.
Ashton Kutcher just comes out. You just got punked.
After she built the house.
Right? He's like, what, bitch?
30 years later? What the fuck? He just got punked. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker's all crusty now. Like, I waited 30 years.
I spent all this money. Oh, shit. What are these cameras? It's on you. Like, modern camera.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
shit. But yeah, so she moved to San Jose. I really hope it's in San Jose, bro. Fuck.
Did you even research?
I did research this. But she moved to San Jose, and then she built this house, bro. And this house has, like, the craziest shit. Like, doors leading into walls, windows facing inside, stairs leading to nowhere.
Fuck that. Bro, that'd be the worst house after Asian night at PB.
You trying to get you a room? Fuck!
Imagine trying to take a girl home.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's this way.
All right, baby, you ready? Aw, shit. I'm lost. And she's like, hey, can I freshen up real quick? You'll never see her again.
She's like, where's the bathroom? Down the hall, to the left, and then to the right.
Oh,
and then if you pass this statue, you went too far.
Oh, shit.
But, dude, this house has 160 rooms, bro.
Damn, man.
And something like 10,000 windows or something like that. And like 70 bathrooms.
How much Windex for the house?
She hired people, and they were just building constantly, bro. Constantly building, constantly building. With no architect, bro. Like, she's just like, yeah, just...
just build shit?
Yeah, just keep going.
What the hell?
But yeah, bro, if you see this house, it's just... it's insane. I think they said it was 24,000 square feet. They just kept building and like until she died, bro. 24/7 around the clock just building until she died.
So did the house complete before she died or not?
No, it's still, I mean, how do you call it complete with
you're right.
With stairs going to nowhere and damn, doors going to walls. I think there's doors that lead to like on the second floor and it's outside, bro. You know what I mean? You open the door and it's like a cartoon, you know? Yeah. You're running through the door and it's like fucking
right.
Like Scoobs. You're running in the air, bro.
Oh.
Oh shit.
Oh my.
But yeah, it's haunted because supposedly they said the people when people actually
or the souls actually ended up going there and they lived there.
Hell nah.
And the reports are, I mean, the usual, you know, sounds and doors opening, closing. The ghosts are probably pissed.
It's like, I'm just trying to kill this bitch. Like, what the fuck?
I can't find my way around. What the?
Oh, shit. Imagine even going through the walls. Like, you know how ghosts can go through walls? Just like,
he's still lost.
It's like, I swear to God, I've been in this fucking room before. Yo, I'd be so mad. If I finally get a hold of her, I'm gonna strangle the shit out of her. Like, you dumb bitch. You know how long it took me to get to you?
It's been 36 years, motherfucker. Oh, shit, bro.
Yo, man. I'd be dying. As a ghost fool, you get lost? Bro, I'd be frustrated as hell. Calling fucking Satan and shit. Just be like, hey, yo, fam, you got MapQuest?
Hey, yo, fam, you been here before? He's like, yeah, I left. Fuck that bitch. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
It's crazy, though, bro. If you ever visit, I guess you're not supposed to take pictures.
Oh, damn. We'd get in trouble, huh?
I know.
Maybe because they don't want people memorizing the layout.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe they, I don't know. Maybe they don't want to put it on the internet so that, you know, visitors still go. I don't know.
Or they don't want to, like, make, like, you know, like, people can, like, just make, like, a fake-ass model of it or some shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, they turn it to their own amusement or whatever. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, but just don't do it. Just don't be a jerk-o-lantern.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Imagine going there and... And then, like, let's say you do see something.
You can't run. Just be like, oh, fuck, I'm getting out of here.
You're like, hey, you're like, boo, Felicia. And you're just stuck running in circles, bro.
Oh. Yeah, it's like that Scooby-Doo scene, you know, like every time, like the hallway scene, bro. Like, they're always just rocking through the door. Right. And
You just run across the hallway to the next door and just keep going back and forth.
And then, like, you know, every time
and
like,
then they and end Shaggy's up meeting. Holding, Shaggy's holding the monster.
Yeah. Just
thinking it's Scoob.
Shit. Oh, my. Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Bro, I mean, if I was like, I'm not going to say that. If I was like a murderer in the future or some shit, I would memorize that layout and then like lure a person there.
And just, hey, that'd be perfect for the Ready or Not movie.
Oh, I know, right? Ready or Not.
Oh, shit.
Just stop, mistakenly kill someone.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, wrong bitch. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was my last story, bro.
Oh, shit. Don't be a jerk-o-lantern.
Boo, Felicia.
Oh, fuck. Man, with my luck, my ass would fall, would get into one of those trap doors, fool, and fall off the second floor. Zoinks! Oh, shit. All right, man. That's it?
That's funny. Yeah, that's it, man.
That's all we got. You got any promotes this week?
Actually, I do. If you guys are in the San Diego area, specifically, I mean, anywhere in San Diego, it's not too far from anywhere. But specifically, like, Chula Vista, PH, Spring Valley, I guess the South Bay. I guess you call it South Bay, right? Are we South Bay?
Yeah, South Bay.
You guys should check out Tambayan Filipino Barbecue and Grill. Bruh. I haven't gone to try the food yet, but I was looking at the menu, and they got a bunch of silogs, bro.
Mm.
They got your usual top silog, toe silog, long silog. They got lechon koala silog, bro.
They got wap silog?
C6 silog. wrong tambayan, bro.
Sorry, pa.
They got spam silog, everything. And like this, I would like, see, logs are like, I want to say it's probably not as iconic as adobo, because that's like the Filipino national dish, but
it's up there, bro.
Silogs are up there, man.
Yep.
And if you guys don't know what silogs are, I'm pretty sure we went over this before.
Yeah, we did.
But the SI part comes from sinangag, which is fried rice. And the log
garlic
part,
fried rice.
Garlic fried rice. And the log part is comes from the word itlog, which is eggs. So it's garlic fried rice, eggs, and then the first part is usually whatever your protein is or your entree is. But yeah, you guys go check it out. It's let me get you guys the address, actually.
We got you in the show notes.
Yeah. But it's 8300 Paradise Valley Road, Suite 110.
Sheesh.
And hit up, look for Justin. Let him know that we sent you.
All right. Man, speaking of all the silogs, man, shout out to Creep Silog, by the way. Always rocking and supporting. So, what's up, G-Boys? But yeah, man. Ooh, that, dude, I'm hungry now. I want some silog. What's your go-to silog, bro?
Top silog.
Top silog? Ooh, top silog.
Yeah, with some spicy vinegar, bro. Oh,
ooh, I heard you drink the vinegar.
No, I drink the... So, if you get lechon kawali, bro.
Okay, the salsa one.
Yeah, with the soy sauce and vinegar. Oh, ooh. Fuck. I'll drink the shit out of that, bro. Sometimes I'm done, bro, and I'll just dip my finger in it and fucking...
Yo, sometimes like when my ulam's done and I still have leftover rice, I just use that shit.
Oh, just sabao that bitch.
You make it as soup. That's all I need. That's like some sibuyas. Yeah, some onions and shit already. I'm like, man, give me that. Ooh. And then you got your usual as well?
Yeah, as always, my two shout outs every episode. Paolo for the dope ass logo, for the show logo. Check out his gun club on IG at SDPGC. Is that right? SDPGC. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then check out his Batang Angas page. They do custom shirts and custom decals on Facebook. Batang Angas, I just realized I never spell it for you guys. It's BATANGANG. A-S. Batang Angas. Yeah. And then my usual... Hey, man. Spelling in Tagalog is low-key kind of hard, bro.
Yeah.
And then my usual... check out my boy So Real Mike on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/SoRealMike. SoRealMike. And yeah, he streams Warzone on there. They actually have a Halloween thing going on right now on Warzone, which is pretty fucking dope. But yeah, check them out.
All right, I don't have any other promos this week, and we're almost at an hour and 10 minutes. I don't want to put another ad in there, so I'm going to rush it. You know where to find us. You've been listening to us for a bunch of times already. Find us at Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, whatever you could think of. Leave us reviews if you like, because we want to read it. And like we said earlier, we have some special things coming up in the way, so stay tuned. And thank you, Dummies, all the time for running with us. And the merch. Got some fresh ass merch. Check it out on our Teespring website. We'll be on the show notes.
I actually just got some new ones today in the mail.
Ooh, I know. I just bought a bunch, but
bro, hey. my wardrobe is just fucking
same here. But yeah, we got a lot of things stored coming your way. We're gonna go back to our regular episode starting next week with our episode 15. So drop us our Q&A questions. I mean, you're not gonna hear it because we're gonna record it in 2 days, but you know. Just keep rocking with us. We appreciate y'all always. And I'm ending it right there. You got anything else, bro?
Nah, that's it, bro.
All right. Dummies, make sure you think ahead.
Don't be dumbfounded.
Peace.